How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye.
Okay, here we are. Amy.
Hey.
We're doing this. Ladies of the LV.
This is happening.
I feel nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I feel it, though.
You're going to be all right.
Okay, so we've been talking about doing this for like a year.
Correct.
We went to Callahan's that one time.
Yes.
And said we were going to do this. But it's like one of those things that you say you're going to do, but you never actually do. You know what I mean?
Right. But you made it happen.
Now we're freaking doing it.
We're freaking doing it.
So I was in therapy the one day. Sorry, I'm just diving right in. And I was talking about this. And my therapist was like, why aren't you doing this? And I was kind of like, well, it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to be like an investment. I don't really know. And she was like, you spend so much money at a bar on a Friday night. Like, actually invest in something good for you.
On 8 IPAs,
yeah.
As we've heard.
You're never going to let me forget that.
Never.
And I just told you today.
It's a lot of IPAs.
I'm just ballparking that. I don't know if that's the actual number. Okay, so ladies of the LV, what we're basically going to do is interview all of the badass females in the Lehigh Valley.
And there are a lot.
There's so many.
Yeah.
And I just want to compliment the shit out of them and tell them how awesome they are and connect you all. And so that's what we're doing. That's the whole point of this. And our first lady
is so badass.
I also just think, like, we couldn't have a more perfect first lady of the LV. Because she's like the microcosm of the badass ladies. Thank you. All right. And Jackie Ferris is here, everyone. She's
Hello.
In the house.
Right here.
Jackie Ferris and Amy are besties.
It's true.
It's true.
Right?
We are.
That's not awkward for me to say because it's the truth.
We've actually, I was thinking the other day, this will be our 15-year anniversary this year.
Oh my
God! I know!
Are you going to get me?
Are you going to celebrate?
Nothing. We should.
We should totally celebrate.
You should buy her a diamond ring for sure.
That's a Seriously. Little much.
Or something really nice.
The one
nice.
I have, you know.
Yeah,
it's
I can't
enough.
Compete with that.
Would you wear a friendship ring on your right hand?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, why not? If she buys me one.
Symbolize your love for each other.
It's getting deep now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about how I met Jackie. So first of all, Jackie's.
Please do.
Okay. So Jackie's a reporter at WFMZ, which we're going to talk about. But she also founded and owns her own film company called Julian Ferris Films. And she randomly Facebook messaged me one day because she was looking for people to be in her movie, which, by the way, I don't even know how you, like, found me on Facebook.
I was super stalking you, and I thought, oh, an excuse to put her, to meet her in person.
But, like, how did you find my name?
Mm.
I'm going to ask you a question every time you put something in your mouth.
It was a referral, actually.
What?
Mm-hmm.
From who?
Zeke Zucker.
Oh, that's right.
Wowzer. Yeah. See? And next week we're interviewing Elaine Zucker.
Wow. See?
The connection.
I know.
Okay, so I thought you were going to murder me because you invited me to your house to audition.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
I thought it was kind of...
I did tell you you could bring a friend or a buddy.
You did. So I did. I brought Kate, mm-hmm. who ended up getting the lead role.
Whoops. So do you, like, hate her now or what?
I hate her.
No,
just
she's
kidding.
Awesome.
We love Kate. We love
you
Kate.
You still got a role, too, though. A good
but
role.
She was meant for... She was amazing in that role, and I wouldn't have been right in that role.
And you totally stole the show. And every scene you're in, it's all about you, really.
Listen, this is meant to be about you. Thank you. Okay, so I'm drinking a Sauvignon Blanc spritzer in honor of Jackie, who's not drinking right now, but... She said one of her fave cocktails is Sauvignon Blanc.
It's true.
Sea glass. It's so good.
Sea glass, not seahorse.
No.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where we are. So we're at the Hamilton because you chose this as your favorite spot in the Lehigh Valley.
Yes, I love it here.
Why?
I think it's just the ambiance, and we had a film screening here, the part one of The Bottle we screened here. We had a fundraiser.
I didn't know that.
Yep, and I had my engagement party here. And I've been here twice for New Year's Eve. It's just a really, we've even filmed a few scenes here for the bottle.
How do you know this?
I don't
know. How do you not know
this? I wasn't in the bottle part one. Was I? No, I was in the bottle part two.
I think you were in part one. I think you are mistaken, madam.
Wait, but I...
Don't you remember you guys are running up the stairs?
Meg's house.
That was part one.
That's part one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why wasn't I here for the screening?
I don't know.
Who knows?
This is awkward.
It might have been that, you know, jail time.
We heard about your reputation.
But, for people that don't know, there are three parts to the bottle. Three parts. Only one part has been seen publicly.
The first one was at Easton Film Festival.
Movies at the Mill.
It won, what was it?
Best in the Valley.
Which was really thrilling. We were so excited.
Yeah.
That was a fun night. Don't you have a story to share about that night?
Thank you for that segue. I was telling Amy before you got here that I don't know if you remember, but my family and I and some friends took a party bus to the State Theater because we live in Caddy. So how else are you going to get to Easton? And there was like a pole, like a dancer's pole in the bus that we actually broke, like unhinged it from the roof of the bus. And it just came off. But I don't think they charged us.
That's nice.
That's my story about the movies at the Mill.
That's what
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so Julian Ferris Films, before you did The Bottle, though, you did a couple of documentaries, right?
Mm-hmm. We did. We started out collaborating on the Rhodes Opera House fire, The Legacy of a Tragedy, which is about a fire that happened in 1908 and killed 170 people that were attending a play.
Where was this?
In Boyertown, Pennsylvania, 1908. And it led to some of the fire laws that we have in place today, because there was such an outrage about, you know, almost 20% of the town's population was killed. So it's really a dramatic portrayal of what happened. We have some recreations, and we just remastered it this year. Redid a lot of the graphics and everything, and we're re-releasing it. So that's kind of exciting.
Wow.
So we did that. And then we did a documentary on Haiti right after the earthquake. We went to Haiti and with a group of church members from the Lehigh Valley and just watched, you know, I aptly titled Humanity in Bloom. It was so terrible, but yet so beautiful in the response and the caring and the outpouring. So we did a half hour on that. And then we went back 6 months later and then a year later, and we turned that into a 1 hour long documentary that was nominated for an Emmy. And really, it was amazing. When I went the first time, someone said to me, who had been, when you go to Haiti, it will change you. And it certainly did. When I look back, that's one of the biggest memories of my journalistic career was going to Haiti. Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy. Whenever we first got to Haiti, we landed in the Dominican Republic, and we had to take these two caravans. They were literally caravans. And one of the door that I was in, they're all filled with gear and food and medicine. And the door I had to sit next to was tied shut with a rag. So, and we're going over all this terrible terrain, and we get to the border with the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and the border is shut, and we are sitting on all this food, and all these people that are starving, you know, are trying to get in or out of Haiti. A lot of them have machetes. We don't know what we're gonna do. And then pretty soon we have a group of men circling our caravan with machetes, tapping on the glass, wanting us to open the door. We were so scared, and the leader of the group was able to get out of the caravan ahead of us and go and talk our way across the border. But I mean, it was one of the scariest moments of my life.
Oh my God.
Back at the station, I remember we had lost touch with them for a little while, and it was very tense. We didn't know if they were alive, dead. It was bad.
I feel like every time I talk to you, I realize like how like more and more badass you really are.
My mom thinks I'm special.
Does she?
She does.
Okay, speaking of your mom, I heard something from Amy.
Uh-oh.
This was my suggestion for a question.
Yeah, so I wanted to know recount briefly, in the words of Amy,
briefly,
the many times that your mom thought you were missing and
dead.
Or dead?
Is it five or six?
Five. A series of stories.
Tell me them all.
She was a mischievous child.
I was. I was a handful.
Were these like warranted worries or were they?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So tell me like at least one or two.
I can only tell one at a time because that way I can string you along and you'll be my friend a little bit longer because you'll be so enraptured by my storytelling.
I'm already enraptured, but if you want to just make sure, then you can tell
me. It's hard to pick one. They're all so good.
Yeah.
Tell me the best one.
When I was a little girl, I'd say probably about four or five, we lived in Taiwan, Taipei, and we went to the zoo.
Why did you live there?
My father was in the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
So we lived in Taiwan, Taipei, and we went to the zoo, and it was me and my brother, who's almost 6 years older than I am, and my mother. And my brother is, he was a very smart kid. He was way ahead of his time as far as, you know, the things that he would read and everything else. So they were always engaged in some kind of intellectual conversation, which is a recurring theme. So they're off doing their thing, and we go to the monkeys. And I just loved monkeys as a child. Oh my God, I had a Curious George, you know, couldn't get enough of the, you know, the pajamas, the books and everything. So I go up to this monkey and, you know, I'm watching and everything. And I'm such a cute little girl. I've got these long blonde braids, strawberry blonde, and I have them like, you know, tied at the end with like these cotton ribbons that match my outfit, and I, you know, I have popcorn, and I'm eating the popcorn, watching the monkeys, and I start feeding the monkey, you know, popcorn. And there's a sign that says, "Do not feed the monkey," and I don't read, and I don't listen. So, man, this monkey is just getting his fill of popcorn, and I turn around, and I was like, "Hey, Mom, look at the monkey!" And just then, the monkey grabs me by the braids, and bang, 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 against the bars. And they had to sedate the monkey to get him to let go. So, to this day, I have scars all over the back of my head.
Wait, remind me again how old you were?
I was about four or five. I was small.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
What kind of a monkey was
it explains so much.
Yeah. No.
It was just a monkey, you know, a little itty bitty monkey.
Like a little.
It was probably equal to my size, maybe a little bit smaller.
It wasn't like a big gorilla.
It wasn't a gorilla. No. That would be another story.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So okay, I thought you like went missing. Like these are moments where your mom actually was like,
well, there is one where you went missing.
That's, we'll save that for another.
Okay. We have to have her back
we'll
on
have
so
a Jackie
she can
Ferris series.
Yeah.
And from now on, going forward, you have to refer to me as the first lady.
The first
lady of this podcast.
Listen, if you were the first lady, I would actually love my life more. Just really quick, as like an incorporation of pop culture, I don't know if you saw that there was a woman who went missing in California. She told her mom she was going to go work on like a marijuana farm.
Yeah.
And then her mom recognized her as a contestant on The Bachelor.
Shut up.
I read that today. I feel like that's a hoax though.
It's
not possible.
It's possible. And the best part is like my news app like notified me of that story. And I was like, finally my news app understands like what I really want to know.
How would you not tell your mom you're going to go do that though? You know, would you do that to your mom?
I would not because I would not be here right now, but
I'm a skeptic. I don't know. True.
You know?
I don't know.
Maybe her mom's cray cray.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
I have more questions for you, Jackie. So I want to talk a little bit about your experience at WFMZ. So I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, whenever you are like a member of an organization and then you are on the board, and then I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but like knowing so much of what goes on kind of like makes it like lose its allure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you start to know like the underground stuff.
Right.
Does that ever happen to you with the Lehigh Valley?
No.
Like, you're reporting so many things all the time.
Oh, no. No, no. Lehigh Valley's an awesome place.
It just makes you love it even more.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, you have to remember, I came here from New Mexico.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've told my boss this. Sophie hears it. It's okay. I came for the interview and took the job, and I was only going to stay for a couple of months just to get some tape and move on. But then the place, of course, was amazing to work for and with all the people. They really care about who you are and what's going on in your life. And, you know, if you move, they're all over at your house to help you pack boxes and things like that. If something bad happens, like if you have someone pass, you know, they're just really there for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the first thing. And then just how beautiful the Lehigh Valley is. You know, I'd never seen a blue flower. You know? Yeah, it's absolutely true. I come from New Mexico. There are no blue flowers in New Mexico.
Where are there blue flowers here?
Hydrangea.
Yeah.
And the turnpike tolls, too. That was was an issue.
Whenever I came here for the job interview, they rented me a car. And so I had never seen, you know, toll booths or anything. So I get in the car and I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm going to take this job. So I'm going to go get a Hard Rock Cafe ball cap, you know, for my trouble. So I get in this rental car and I'm going down the turnpike. Da, 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 da. Next thing I know, I'm like, what are these stalls? Money? You want money? And I was like, do you take a check card? And the guy looked at me and he just kind of waved me over. And I had to go and give them my information and then send them $2.40 when I got back to New Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've never even thought about that, just because I feel like if you haven't grown up with them,
yeah,
you'd be like, what are these things?
Yeah, they're just like, what is, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just love the Lehigh Valley more and more,
Yes. Basically.
When you moved here, what, 2001?
I moved from Roswell, New Mexico in 2001.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so she's lived, sense. You've lived all over the place. Like you said, you were born in Germany.
Born in Frankfurt, Germany. I've lived in Taiwan, as I mentioned. I lived in Iran.
Oh,
I've lived in England. And then the U.S.
Oklahoma,
Nebraska, New Mexico, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amy, you know all the facts.
I do.
She does.
Well,
she could totally impersonate.
These are all these. I know. Sometimes I do. You know, we're both tall redheads. So.
She does know my ATM pin number, which is a little disturbing.
Do you?
She does.
You know mine though too. Or you used to.
I know. Why don't you change this? Anytime I go on a trip.
Well, did you change yours?
I would never have to. I am older, therefore I should be able to hang on to my.
Why do you know each other's pin numbers?
I don't know. Why do we?
How does this even come up?
Because we're nosy. When you plug it in, I'm all like, what's the number? Because, you know, eventually one day I probably will, you know, steal her identity and all of her money.
Yeah. It's inevitable at this point.
It's
going to
happen.
I know your alarm door code. You know mine.
Is there anything you don't know about each other?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure that it would be something recent, I'm sure. Because everything else is ingrained. Long ingrained.
Okay.
I guess so.
I have another WFMZ question.
Yes.
Was there, like, a defining story for you or, like, a defining moment of, like, your career there that you felt was, like, sort of a game changer for you or made things more...
I think it was going to Haiti. Because before that, we had done one documentary, the Rhodes Opera House fire, as I mentioned, but I had been trying to do longer format stories for a very long time, and once I went to Haiti and I said, look, you know, because I was initially just supposed to go and do news coverage, and I came back and I said, you know, to my partner, you know, let's do this, let's really do this. We talk about wanting to do documentaries, and he was like, okay, and of course Amy, you know, helped us with writing, and we bounced ideas off of her, and from that point on, we just decided we were going to make documentaries and films, and after that, we did Time Bomb, and we did something on the airport, we did King of the Buskers, Letters to Frida, you know, I mean, it's on and on.
Yeah.
So, Lighthouse Lady.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it called?
Lighthouse Lady.
What's that?
That was fun. That was about a woman who bought a lighthouse in Ohio. Single woman, just decided, yeah, she wanted to buy this old lighthouse and fix it up. And
why the hell not?
Yeah. She's still doing it, but it looks amazing.
Why is she doing that? Just
because.
For funsies?
New project. Yeah. So I think it's kind of like her summer home now, maybe, because she's from the D.C. area, Virginia. But yeah, she's a really nice lady.
Wow.
the best part about doing Lighthouse Lady was that one day we were getting, she was giving us a ride from the dock to the lighthouse because they were having this big birthday celebration because she just bought it. And I think it was like, what was it, 70 years old or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's me, Amy, another producer, and then our photographer. And we're in this boat, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the harbor, we break down. And it's so sad because she's like, Sheila is the name of the lighthouse lady. She's like trying her best, and the camera is rolling, you know, oh no, I can't get it to start. Right? So she had to call the Coast Guard.
Oh my gosh.
So the Coast Guard shows up, right? And we are in the back of the boat.
Were you gonna sink?
We're rolling on this whole thing. No, we're just stuck.
It was like embarrassing because it was like shallow water. It's not like we were in like these choppy waves. It was like, no, it was not. We were not in danger.
We were in the back of the boat, just kind of laughing our butts off.
Yeah.
You know, while Lee's getting the video of the Coast Guard coming up, and we're taking Facebook pictures and selfies and all this, and you know, and the Coast Guard. You know, you think, oh, the Coast Guard riding to the rescue. Let me tell you, they were everything that you would think they
would
be. What
do you
mean? They were young and
they were
handsome
hot.
And muscular and smiley.
The Coast Guard.
What was the one?
Nighthawk.
Yeah.
His name was Nighthawk?
That was his nickname.
It was like his Coast Guard name.
He couldn't tell us his real name, so Nighthawk is what he gave
us. You should
us.
Do a documentary on the Coast Guard. They probably have lots of stories
I
to tell.
I bet you they do. Oh, of course.
Jackie, can we just talk about how beautiful you look?
Oh my God!
I just want to describe it to our millions of
Please
listeners.
Please do, yeah.
Because if you don't know what Jackie Ferris looks like, you should Google her.
She's ravishing.
You should check your Google traffic.
Make sure you
tomorrow.
Spell her name right, though. Two C's, two I's.
Two C's, double I's.
Yeah. People have a hard time with that.
And I want you to talk to us about your eyelashes because I stopped you before we started.
Well, I'm working on a series called Glam or Sham. And so I was looking around at some of the beauty trends that are out there now that are hot, and I saw these magnetic lashes advertised on Facebook, and I was like, what are those all about? I've never been able to wear lashes. I've never been able to put the glue on. I've tried, but never worked for me. So I, bought a couple of pairs and started messing with them. You know, they have the full strip, and basically what it is, it's two lashes per eye. A top lash and a bottom lash, and they basically sandwich your natural lashes. And they have, with little teeny tiny little magnets. And at first it was a little cumbersome for me because I tried the full, but then I just tried the accent ones that go from the iris to the outside. And it takes probably about 10 minutes to put them on because you got to mess with them and stuff. But yeah, so I'm doing
They're
this
working.
in the name of journalism.
They're working for you.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much women spend on eyelashes, eyelash extensions, the glue, the serums and everything. And we're going to look at all of that. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I put a lot of time into my lashes, I'm not going to lie. I just think it's worth the extra 10 minutes in the morning. Okay, but here's what I was thinking about you,
What's
just speaking
that?
Of your gorgeousness.
She cannot get enough of you.
I just, what are you doing
I
later?
Seriously, I think I should leave. Like, do you guys want to be alone?
Well, no,
I mean,
no, maybe. But I was thinking earlier, I'm like, what's like, so there's like, obviously like so many things that I want to talk about with you. But one of the things that I was thinking is you just like always make an entrance.
Oh.
Am I right, Amy? Like when she enters a room, it's like someone's announcing it, but not really.
She's a force of life, this one.
Well, you know, the fact that I'm 6 feet tall has a lot to do with it, I think.
No.
You can't help but see me. Oh, there she is, Big Red.
I think it's just because you're gorge. And you just know how to make an entrance. It's like someone's like playing like a horn right
well,
before
I
you
do
walk
pay
in.
Them wherever
a horn?
I go. To,
you know,
when
like
know?
A king or queen enters a room, and they're like, yes.
Oh,
that's
geez.
How I feel
From
when
now
I see
on,
you.
I cannot enter a room unless someone
I'm
does
buy you
that.
A
see
horn
what you're
rumble.
Doing? You're giving her a big head over here.
I'm going to buy you a horn. Listen, the last time I was at the Dime, so maybe not the last time, but it was like over like Labor Day weekend, there was a guy with like a horn necklace on, and we were all like chatting with these people at the bar, like really cool people, and I was like, are you a musician? He's like, yeah, I'm actually
I'm here with an artist. We're performing at the Allentown Fair. And I was like, who are you with? And it was Meghan Trainor's band and backup dancers.
Oh, that's cool.
And he played the piano?
No, he played the horn. I'm serious. And is this a joke? Am I missing a joke?
No.
Oh.
Continue.
Okay.
Please.
And anyways, I taught her backup dancers one of my moves.
Really?
Yeah.
What move is
that? I think they're gonna
use
it.
It's a good thing this is a explicit podcast.
Why? Am I missing the joke?
Because her move is probably X-rated. Yeah.
Yeah, I showed them the golfer. It's kind of like when you putt, and then you like, you pop, you putt and pop.
That's your move. You made that up.
It's an original Veronica Boshin move.
Wow.
I'll teach it to you sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, I'm off on my horn tangent. Okay, so making an entrance, speaking of that, talk to me about married life.
Oh my gosh.
Jackie just got married.
I did.
And you did a destination wedding.
Yes. And I would like to tell all the ladies out there who are engaged or will one day be engaged to get married that a destination wedding is the most awesome thing to do. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper than an actual wedding.
Really?
Yes. Rob and I had talked about this for a really long time, and so I was like, okay, cool. We got together with VIP Vacations and Jennifer, who is just amazing. She's just, I love her so much, I can't even, you know. But all I had to do really was pick where we were going to go, and it was a Sandals in the Bahamas, and then they have this book where you can, they have one free wedding, you know, which you, but six people, whatever, and they give you flowers, all that other stuff. That's free for just going. Then they have other weddings, you know, where you can pick a different theme and everything. And so I go through this book, I pick out aqua, I pick out the flowers I want, da-da-da-da, done. All I had to do, really, was buy my dress and put together a welcome bag.
A welcome bag?
Yeah, a welcome bag for the guests. Yeah, because if people are going to go to a destination wedding, you want, you know, to have something nice, you know, like a thank you for coming. Because,
yeah,
you know, it is an investment of money. I mean, it's, it can be a little expensive depending upon what kind of room you get. But all in all, we were able to have a rehearsal dinner and the wedding and then a wedding reception locally for what it would have cost.
Yeah.
One wedding locally. When I first priced it out here before we committed to a destination wedding.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is so expensive.
So is that what it came down to for you?
No, well, I mean, it came down to just really wanting to do a destination. The only reason we considered doing it locally was because of our parents are elderly.
Yeah.
And, well, we just wanted to make sure that they had a comfortable trip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but then they were like, go, and we were like, okay. So,
and you did.
Yeah, and married life is amazing.
And you love it.
Oh,
is it,
yeah,
different? Like, is it because you guys were together for so long before?
Yeah, we were together 6 years before, and, you know, I would see him probably Thursday through Sunday, and all the way up to the wedding. And he was moving stuff over to the house, because we are now living at the house that I used to live in alone.
Yeah.
And it was funny, the day we get back from the wedding, I was making the coffee maker, and I did for the next morning. I said to him, hey, are you going to stay over? Are you going to go to your place? What's going on? And he was like, boo, I live here now.
I was like, my
yay!
Wife.
So,
that's,
yeah,
how it works.
And yeah, it's cool.
Married life.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can't even imagine, Amy. Can you?
Well, I mean, I live with my guy, so it's sort of the same thing,
it's,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's got him 24/7, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I live with my parents, so I feel like that's kind of like a marriage.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a relationship.
It is.
Minus the sex.
Minus that.
Well, we don't know what you guys are doing.
Definitely.
Yikes.
Not if you're listening, mom and dad. So I live with my mom, my dad, and my brother and his girlfriend and their daughter and their dog. So we have like a little like compound situation happening temporarily. But I feel like it might be harder to like live with like your spouse.
Think so.
I don't mean harder in a bad way. I mean, like, I go home and, like, people, like, you know, I can still be by myself.
Well, I think it's an adjustment, you know,
yeah,
but what you get used to it, it's like it's a different routine, you know, it's just getting used,
yeah,
to a different situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
And I think also, I mean, you know, whenever your partner wants to watch, for instance, a kick-ass movie, well, you want to watch something that's, like, you know, historical or whatever. And so, like, Rob will watch, you know, whatever Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is on that night. And then I'll go upstairs and take a bath and watch, you know, something on, you know, Marie Antoinette or whatever. So you kind of get into a groove where you have your together time and,
I want to talk a little bit about your dress. So after you had your destination wedding, then Jackie had a reception here in the Lehigh Valley. And it was really cool because they played, like, the footage from their actual ceremony and then entered the room after it was over. So that part was really cool because we all got to see it. But then you came in this, like, beaded, bedazzled, sequiny, gorgeous white dress.
Yeah.
With, like, a flower in your hair. And I just, I wanted to cry.
Well, you, Veronica, were key in the whole thing.
Why?
You picked the song.
I did pick
that
the song.
That was huge.
Yeah. Oh, it was gorgeous.
That was a coincidence because I was at the Brewworks the night before and saw Amy walking in. And I, like, went up to the window and, like, pounded on it, but you didn't hear me. So then I just chased you when you got inside.
That's right. You accosted us.
Okay, so you also had a group perform at that reception.
Yeah, the Sweet Adelaides.
Okay, but we thought it was, like, one of your friends just, like, doing it as a surprise.
See, that was the plan.
Gosh,
I actually wanted her to act like she was really tipsy and was just gonna, like, start singing solo, but she wasn't willing to commit to that level of drama.
Well, Rob didn't know about it though, right?
No,
it was a surprise for him.
It was. I was hoping everybody would go, oh,
yes,
oh my God,
that's what
what
we were
is this
doing.
Were you really?
Yes.
Success.
So I brought my girlfriend as a date, my best friend Brittany, and she was like, oh, V, she's pissed. Like, she was looking at you and she was like, Jackie is pissed. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, why would somebody just get up and start singing in the middle of your thing? But then we heard
it was really
worried for you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but then it was great.
The performance
fun.
Was amazing. And they were so into it. And Rob, his eyes were tearing. And, it was a little surprise.
Cute.
Yeah.
That was a really cool reception.
Well, thank you.
And
Paris theme.
I love it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And Amy, you did a great job on putting that Eiffel Tower
thank
together.
Thank you. That was hard.
I know that was your singular job.
That was like a 5 foot tall, maybe even taller than that. Was that as tall as you?
It was a 7 foot tall.
Ooh, see?
It might have been
short.
One of my favorite parts of the night.
It really made the night, if we're being honest.
I think
that was sort of, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was crucial decor.
It was.
And you know the reason it was a Paris theme? Because everybody was like, they got married in the Bahamas. What's up with this Paris theme?
I didn't even think about that.
Well, I've been trying to get Rob to go to Paris forever. And he was like, nah, I don't want to go to Paris. And so finally, one time I said, hey, boo, let's go to Paris. And he was like, okay. So we go to Paris and it's pouring cats and dogs. And, you know, it's my birthday and everything. And for my birthday, we went out to Versailles. And I don't know if you've ever been to Versailles.
Yes.
Okay, then you know. It's the most beautiful place on the planet.
Yeah.
Literally. And the gardens are really lush and everything is gilded and gorgeous. And they go on and on and on. Well, there's this one place called the Temple of Love. And it basically is four pillars with, like, a covering. In the middle, there is Venus. You know, I think it's Venus.
I don't know.
A statue.
Oh.
So, you know, and I had heard that if you tell someone that you love them in Versailles at the Temple of Love, that you'll be in love forever. And every time I would tell anybody about Versailles, I would tell this story.
Yeah.
Right? So we get there, and it's pouring rain and everything, and I'm thinking Rob is probably, you know, getting tired of Versailles at this point. I'm dragging him all over the place and pointing stuff out. Ooh, ooh. So I look at him, and in a very corny way, I say, okay, well, I'm going to tell you that I love you, because we'll be in love forever, so I love you, Rob, and down he went.
That's where he proposed?
And he was like, I love you too!
I didn't know that!
Yeah, so, Temple of Love,
that's why
the Paris theme. Yeah.
Wow, so the Eiffel Tower was, like, really a game changer.
It was. Clearly.
I have all these photos, because it's pouring, and I'm, like, wanting to take the perfect Eiffel Tower photo. I have these photos of Rob wandering behind me all, duh! Can we go? It's raining.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Now, all what right. did you guys do with the 7-foot-tall tower? Is that
it's, yeah? Where is it
going to
go?
I'm going to wheel it out for the next big occasion. I don't care what it is.
What's it
going
to be?
You know, someone passes away. It's going to be.
Oh, there's going to be an Eiffel Tower there.
Paris-themed wake
celebration.
Or, that's nice.
You know, they get a promotion.
I would love an Eiffel Tower.
I've got
at
one.
My. Okay.
It's for all great. Events, apparently. Funerals,
it
birthdays.
Go, it's versatile.
Seriously, you know, all you need for a good party is a 7-foot Eiffel Tower.
It made the night.
It did.
Kudos to Amy.
Thank you so
Amy
much.
Younger.
It's all about me, of
Maid
course.
Maid of honor.
You know?
Yeah. I love yeah. it. All right, so I have, like, 2 more questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
First of all, I want to know about Brenda Bowman.
Oh, my God.
And who that is and why you created her.
Well, I didn't create her, actually. So
Amy did?
Yes.
I guess so.
Amy and I have this friend who is amazing. He's so funny. He's like one of the most colorful and charismatic friends that we have.
He's a big goofy guy. Yeah. I mean, in
have
a good way.
Him?
No.
No.
Oh. And so he says to Amy one day, is Jackie's name really Jackie Ferris? Because that's a really TV name. It's not really Jackie Ferris. And she tells me this. And I was like, what is he? Jackie Ferris, what? I said, you should think of something else. So she goes and she tells him, no, her name is really Brenda Bowman and she's in the witness protection program, but don't say anything because she'll get really upset. Well, Joel is a very cheerful person at parties and likes to partake.
Oh.
Somewhat, at least he did back then. So he has a couple of drinks one night, and we're at a party, and he comes up to me, and he was like, I know, but it's your real name, Brenda.
Yeah, that was a good gauge of his, you know, trusting him, because
yeah,
it was like the same.
What if he really was?
Yeah.
He
stole the beans the same
cover.
Day. Yeah.
So
don't
goes,
tell him any secrets.
I know about your real name, Brenda, and I go, oh, my God, don't tell anybody. They'll totally find me. And he was just like, oh, my God, for like 10 minutes. He was like, oh, and then we finally told him because, you know.
Amy, you just...
That was it. That was the death of Brenda yeah. Bowman. We haven't
Listen,
busted
I think
her
we should bring
then.
Her back. I think you should make, like, a Brenda Bowman Instagram.
We could.
Oh,
where
in
is
the bottle?
Brenda Bowman?
In the bottle? Brenda Bowman. I'm actually in the bottle as the TV reporter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not
it's
know.
It's a little Easter egg for you.
So yeah. did you have to ask for the bottle? So we filmed a lot of it at the Americas Hotel, mm-hmm. which I never even knew was, like, a staple in Allentown until we did this film.
It is. I mean, it's got so much history, and Albert Abdush is the owner, really been working so hard to bring it back. It's going to be gorgeous.
So it's definitely coming back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I
oh,
mean, they
wow.
just got their NIS funding
awesome.
Approval, and so... It's going to be restored to its previous glory. It's already on its way. Albert
yeah,
has invested so much time, money, and energy and brought together a huge collaboration of folks that for design and
yeah
everything. It's going to be gorgeous.
Did you know him before the bottle?
I did. Actually, I met him when he bought the Americas. Went for, I think it was like $600,000-ish, something like that. I could be wrong, but neighborhood. And... everybody was like, why are you doing that? You know, we just need to tear it down. And Albert really believed, and he basically gutted it, took out all the wiring,
yeah.
took out all the plumbing, and gave me a tour like every 6 months for the news. And just really was, we've become really good friends. And he really is, he's an inspiration.
Aww.
Yeah. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah, when we were filming, it was like totally empty.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Yeah.
All right, so my final question for you, are you ready?
Yes.
My question is, obviously this is one of your favorite Lehigh Valley spots,
mm.
but do you have any Lehigh Valley best kept secrets?
Ooh,
best
like
kept
places
secrets?
That you go that people wouldn't like think to go to, or cocktails that are really like randomly good, or food, or dance clubs.
Oh yeah,
or
she's
churches.
Big into that. Churches.
I'm trying to think.
Your favorite spot.
Well, see, I tend to go to the same places. I love the Brew Works.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Ham Fam.
I love the Ham Fam,
yeah. Billy's Diner has some amazing, what's my favorite breakfast?
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict.
Oh!
Yeah. And we also shot at Billy's, too. Billy Canupas is the man. Yeah.
All right. Eggs Benny. Do they have alcohol there? Booze?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Maybe, you should talk to Billy about that. Because, you know,
well,
mimosas.
Easton,
I'd like a mimosa with my Eggs Benedict.
We'll get on that.
All right, thank you.
She knows
Amy.
People. All
right.
Oh, well, you know. So you don't have any more questions for me?
I think that's it.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for being our first lady of the LV.
I am not the first. I am
the first lady.
Lady. That's right.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I want, like, a t-shirt.
I'm going to get you one.
That would be really awesome.
Amy's going to get it for you.
Wait a minute.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I hope you two have lots of really interesting guests. I know Elaine's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We have a lot of people lined up, but you are the perfect first lady.
That's right. You know,
thank
you have
Jack
to bring me
Ferris.
Back if you want more of those stories, because don't try to get them out of me whenever
Brenda
there's
Bowman.
Not a microphone around.
Listen,
it's
now,
not happening.
Right when you sat down, you started to talk into that microphone. It wasn't even on.
What?
There's something about it.
Oh, well.
Well, thanks for being our first lady.
You're quite welcome.
Amy,
thank you.
Any final thoughts?
No, Jackie's amazing. We love Jackie. She did a great job.
Did that hurt a little?
It did. I'm rolling my eyes here. You can't see, but...